Cities is up right now. You're on The Fifth Floor, where we look at stories in the news through the eyes and ears of the BBC's multilingual journalist. Now, Akol Miankol is a journalist with BBC Monitoring in Nairobi and also a poet. You could even say war poet, because he's been displaced by war for most of his life. In fact, his country, South Sudan, has seen more war than peace over the last 60 years. But just last month, a peace agreement to the latest conflict was finally signed. He tells me he hopes the peace deal sticks so children in the future won't have to experience events like this.
When I was in Abyei, when I was a child, one time at night, our village was attacked by our northern Sudanese brothers, the Misiri Arabs, and we had to run to the bush at night, and I was a child. I ran barefoot, and our African forest full of snakes and other things, you know, wild animals. But we prefer to face the wild animals rather than people attacking us with guns. They used to attack various villages from time to time, you know, to kill people and kidnap children, women, you know, girls. Yeah.
So when you heard they were coming, you were very frightened.
Yeah, I was very frightened. I was very frightened because I was hearing the gunshots, and then we deserted our house immediately. We just ran to the bush and hid there in the bush until the gunshots went quiet.
And when you returned back home?
They did not reach our house. We were lucky. But it was really terrible, you know, to live in fear while you are still young like that. And it was something which used to recur from time to time when I was the child in Abyei. And that's why my parents decided that I should leave Abyei and join my brothers and sisters in the north in Khartoum. Now you can see, you know, many families in South Sudan with the recent civil war lost their properties, some lost their parents, relatives, and chances of, you know, continuing their education, you know. They're just living in the displaced, you know, camps in different parts of South Sudan. And it's really sad, you know, when it's your own people who differed and caused this human tragedy. It's very sad.
It's been a tragedy for you personally, because in the mid-90s you lost, forgive me to say, you lost your siblings, yeah?
Yeah, that is true.
I lost
my two brothers in the second half of 1960s before I was born. And then the third brother was killed in December 1994 in South Sudan. He was a member of the SPLA. He decided to, you know, to leave his studies at the University of Juba. He was a medical student in second year, and he decided to join the liberation movement, which is the Sudan People's Liberation Movement and Sudan People's Liberation Army. Of course, when you go to war, you either, you know, killed or to be killed. So, unfortunately, he lost his life in December 1994 in Kapoeta in South Sudan after spending 10 years in the liberation struggle.
Well, the War of Independence ended in 2005 with a heavy price paid. 1.5 million lives lost, development arrested. South Sudan formally became Africa's newest nation in 2011. And a couple of years on, it seemed to Akol the perfect time to send his children to the place he called home. But what they weren't expecting was a new round of fighting. Here's Akol again.
They arrived in Juba on the 12th of December, and then the war broke out on the 15th of December. So my daughter, by then I think she was 4.5 or something like that, asked her mom, what is happening? And then her mom told her, you know, it is fighting. And then she asked, who is fighting who? Is it a European country which has, you know, attacked South Sudan? And then her mom told her, no, it's our own people who are fighting each other. It's the same army which has, you know, divided itself into two, and they have started to fight each other now. So my children were shocked, the fact that they visited their country for the first time since they were born, and they encountered that terrible and tragic experience.
a dramatic and disappointing homecoming, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I was not able to sleep at night, you know. There was no way they could be evacuated because there were no planes leaving Juba or going to Juba, especially in the first 2 days. And then when the fighting within Juba stopped, all airlines were full, so they couldn't get out of Juba until 29th of December. But before they left, my sister decided to take them along the River Nile to spend the day to have the other side of South Sudan, the other beautiful side of South Sudan, the beauty of the Nile. And while they were on their way to the River Nile with my sister, my same daughter was telling her aunt that our dad always talks about the River Nile and I'm eager to see the River Nile today.
And it is a beautiful sight, the serene and calm River Nile flowing through Juba. And that kind of brings us to your poems. So what about this poem, Shame on a Nation That Divides Its Own People, which made an impact on me when I first saw it, Akol. So you've got a fan there, you know, you've got somebody ready to buy your book here, right here. If you don't mind, it goes like this. Shame on a nation that destroys its own heritage. Shame on a nation that destroys its own image by itself. Shame on a nation that destroys itself by itself. If you fast forward to the recent civil war, which no one really expected until it happened, do you feel personal shame for what happened in South Sudan in 2013?
Yeah, yeah. You see, after the declaration of South Sudan independence in 2011, South Sudanese were enjoying respect from members of the international community, whether from neighboring countries and far beyond. But after the eruption of war in December 2013, this respect and this dignity are no longer there. We walk while our heads are down now. So it's really a shame. It's a shame.
Some of the poems that I've read of yours, they seem very bright, actually. They seem very optimistic, even though it's been such a gloomy history for you. But you do have this one, The Sun Is About to Rise, which goes, The sun is about to rise despite some attempts by the enemies of the light to prolong the night. The sun is about to rise. Is that how you feel?
That is true. I'm always optimistic. Most of my poems are about optimism and hope that tomorrow will be better if we live to see it.
Akol Miankol is a journalist with BBC Monitoring in Nairobi. I'm David Amano. You're listening to The Fifth Floor.